morning. Good morning. I want to thank everyone for coming. And today's daf is daf hey in Masechet Psachim. To get again into the flow of the Gemara, we'll start again on Dalet Amud Beis. The first topic that the Gemara is going to discuss today is the fact that already on Erev Pesach, Midoraisa, biblically from the middle of the day of Erev Pesach, we have to get rid of chametz. The Torah says, Ach bayom arishon, tashbisu sa'or mibateichem. And we'll see that one of the ways to interpret that pasuk is that bayom arishon is a reference to the eve of Pesach. And ach means that on half of that day, you need to get rid of the chametz. So we're going to see that there are other sources for this. So the first topic is, how do we know that on Erev Pesach you have to get rid of chametz? And later the Gemara on the other side of the Taf will discuss why there are two psukim, both the mandate of Bal Yeh and also the mandate of Bal Yimatzeh, both not that you shall not see it or it cannot be visible, and also that it cannot be found. All right, let's start again. Two dots on Dalet Amud Beis. Tanan Hassam, we have a Mishnah over there. Rabbi Meir says, Ochlin kol chamesh. On Erev Pesach, you can eat chametz through the first 5 hours. The first 5 hours of the morning of the 14th, you may eat the leavened products. The sorfin. When do you burn the leavened products? B'tchila sheish, in the beginning of the 6th hour. The biblical law is you must burn it after the 6th hour, the beginning of the 7th hour. But as is explained, many times people get confused between what's the 7th and what's the 6th. And we don't want a person to be waiting to the last minute and end up with chametz once it's prohibited. So therefore, already at the beginning of the 6th hour, burn the chametz. That's the view of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says, no, we're even more worried. We're even more worried. So therefore, already an hour earlier stop. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ochlin kol arba, you can eat the chametz for the first 4 hours of the morning. V'tolin kol chamesh, the entirety of the 5th hour, you just have to wait. You can't eat, but you also don't destroy yet. And also, like Rabbi Meir, sorfim b'tchila sheish, you burn it at the beginning of the 6th hour to make sure you stayed away from the biblical law. The biblical law is to burn it at the beginning of the 7th hour, but make sure you don't end up having it too late. To Kuli Alamiya, everybody clearly agrees, chametz misheisho sulamala aser, chametz after 6 hours is a biblical prohibition. Now, you don't get kares for this biblical prohibition. It's a lav, it's a prohibition though. Minelan, how do we know this? How do we know that not only can't you have chametz on Pesach, you even can't have chametz on Erev Pesach? Amar Abaye, so now several answers. Abaye suggests, Trei Kroi Hiksivi. We have two psukim, and the psukim are problematic with each other. Trei Kroi Hiksivi, we have two psukim. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatzei B'Batechem. For 7 days, leaven, and whatever comes from leaven, anything soured, any sourdough, may not be found in your homes. The full pasuk is in Parshas Bo. The Torah says, Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem, ki kol ochel machmetzes, v'nichrasa nefesh ahim mi'adas Yisrael, bageru v'ezracha aretz. The Torah says, Shivas yamim se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem. But then you have another pasuk. The pasuk says, Shivas yamim matzos tochelu, Ach bayom arishon tashbisu sa'or mibateichem, ki kol ochel chametz v'nichrus ha'nefesh ahi mi Yisrael mi yom arishon ad yom ha'shvi'i. You have another pasuk that says, Ach bayom arishon, but on the first day, tashbisu sa'or mibateichem, get rid of the chametz. So is it the 7 days or the first day? Haketzat, how do we resolve this? When it says, Ach bayom arishon, is the rabbos arba asur lebiur, to say that on Erev Pesach, the 14th, that's already when you get rid of the chametz. Says the Gemara, maybe it's not that on Erev Pesach in the afternoon you get rid of the chametz. Maybe it's the rabbis Leile Chamisha Aser Labir. Maybe it's just to say that the night of the 15th you get rid of the chametz. Chamin, you would have thought to say, since the Torah had said Shivas Yamim for 7 days, or Lo Yimatzei B'Vateichem, you can't have chametz in your homes. So Salkadai the Chamin would have thought to say Yamim Ksid. It says 7 days. Yamim in Leilos Lo. During the days you can't have chametz, but in the night before, namely the night of the 15th, you could have chametz. Kamashlan. That's why we have the pasuk of Ach Be'Yom Rishon, maybe to tell me a few Leilos that even the nights you can't have chametz. Says the Gemara that according to Abaye, Hulo Itzrichalei, we wouldn't need Ach Be'Yom Rishon to teach me that during the nights you can't have chametz. Because the iska sashbasa saor lachilas chametz. Whenever a pasuk mentions two concepts, that means you derive one from the other. And so the pasuk links the law of getting rid of chametz to the prohibition of not eating chametz. And we have another pasuk, achilas chametz, the law of not eating chametz is linked to achilas matzah, to the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. Hashbasa saor, the law that you have to get rid of chametz is linked Achilas chametz, to the law that you can't eat chametz. Dichsev, because the pasuk says shivas yamim for 7 days. So or lo yimatzei b'vateichem. Chametz cannot be found in your homes. Kikol ochel machmetzes, for anybody who eats chametz, v'nichrisa, the soul is cut off. So here the pasuk says kol ochel machmetzes, anybody who eats chametz. Next to shivas yamim so or lo yimatzei b'vateichem. So it's saying get rid of the chametz and don't eat the chametz. So you see that they don't eat the chametz is linked to getting rid of the chametz. Achilas chametz, this law of not eating chametz, is linked to achilas matzah, to the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. See, as the pasuk says, kol machmetzes lo socheilu. Anything which is leavened, you cannot eat. B'chol mosh roseichem, and all of your residences, tochlu matzos, you should be eating matzah. So the pasuk says, don't eat chametz, and it says, eat matzah. So the pasuk is linking the not eating of chametz to the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. Uksibib matzah, and it says about matzah, but erev tochu matzos, on the evening, namely on the night of the 15th, you should be eating matzah. So once the pasuk says you should be eating matzah on the night of the 15th, it says to be eating matzah on the night of the 15th, and we know that the prohibition of not eating chametz is linked to the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. That means that there's already a prohibition of not eating chametz on the night of the 15th. And we know that wherever there's a prohibition of not eating chametz, there's a law to get rid of the chametz. So I don't need a pasuk of Ach Be'Yom HaRishon to say that the night of the 15th, get rid of the chametz. I already know that from the fact that getting rid of chametz is linked to not eating chametz, and not eating chametz is linked to eating matzah. And you have to eat matzah on the night of the 15th. So of course you have to get rid of chametz on the night of the 15th. So what was gained with this pasuk of Ach Be'Yom HaRishon? It's not to talk about the night of the 15th, but to talk about the day of the 14th. And on the day of the 14th, you need to also get rid of chametz based on Ach Be'Yom HaRishon. Says the Gemara, still, I don't see that. I'm not so sure that Ach Be'Yom HaRishon means you need to get rid of chametz on the day of the 14th. Ve'emel rabos leil yedal debir. Why do we have all these ideas? Everybody agrees you have to get rid of chametz after the sixth hour of the day of the 14th. Maybe it should mean that the night of the 14th you have to get rid of chametz. Ach Be'Yom HaRishon should include the night of the 14th. So Gemara says no. Be'Yom Ksiv, it says Ach Be'Yom HaRishon. It says on the first day. It doesn't say the first night. Ve'im Mitzafra, maybe it means if it's the day, maybe already in the morning of the 14th you have to get rid of the chametz. Since it says Ach Chilek, it says but, so but is to distinguish, it's to divide, it's to say part of the day you have to get rid of chametz, part of the day though you could eat chametz. So that's obviously not the morning, because if it's the morning you have to get rid of the chametz and you don't have a part of the day where you could have chametz. So since it says ach, but it's to divide, say part of the day you can eat chametz, the morning, and then once the sixth hour goes by, now you have to get rid of the chametz. Okay, so this is idea number one. Idea number one, or source number one, that on Erev Pesach, after the sixth hour, you need to get rid of the chametz, mida oraisa. The source is the pasuk Ach Be'Yom HaRishon, Tashbisu Sa'or Mibatecha. Source number two, Deber Rabbi Yishmael Tana, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they taught a different source, a braisa. Matzini Yudalit Shenikra Rishon. Not that we figure it out through all these cases of elimination, but rather, the 14th itself is called Rishon. Shanam, as the Pasuk says, Barishon. And then the Pasuk defines, what is Rishon? Ba'ar Ba'asar Yom L'Chodesh, on the 14th day of the month. But Erev tochu matzos, that night, eat matzos, ad yom ha'achad ve'asrim l'chodesh ba'erev, until the 21st day of the month, in the evening, eat matzos. Anyway, the pasuk there says, barishon means bar ba'asar. So since the pasuk defines barishon as bar ba'asar, that's why, ach ba'yom arishon, tashbisu somi bateichem, means on Arba Asar, on the 14th, get rid of chametz from your homes. Okay, we have lots of times, we're going to see, we have a lot of times that we have the word Rishon. Okay, we're going to see, the Gemara is going to talk about all those things, good. So again, so far, both sources are learning from the Pasuk Ach Bayom Rishon, but two ways of how you know that Bayom Rishon is a reference to the 14th. Either Bayom Rishon is a reference to the 14th, because otherwise it's not necessary. We already have the pasuk of saying 7 days not eating chametz. So it must be Barishon means the 14th. And because it's ach, it's dividing a day. Or we know that Barishon means the 14th because Barishon is identified in another pasuk as the 14th. And the pasuk says Barishon bar ba'asar yom l'chodesh. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said again, it's the pasuk of ach bayom rishon. And how do we know that that pasuk refers to the 14th? Rishon d'meikara mashma. The word Rishon means that which is before. That which is before. It means earlier. How do we know that? The Pasuk in Iyov. The Pasuk says, HaRishon Adam Tivaleid. Were you first before man to be born? Were you born before Adam HaRishon? So you see that the word Rishon means before. So Ach Bayom HaRishon means that on the day that's before, on the day that's before the 7 days of Pesach, you have to get rid of the chametz. Namely, on Erev Pesach, you need to get rid of the chametz. So Gemara says, if the word Rishon means before, Elamayatin, then in regards to the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, in regards to the mitzvah of Lulav, when the Pasuk says, U'lekachtem lachem ayom Rishon, and you shall take for yourselves on the first day the Lulav, Hachanami Rishon demei karamash, what does that mean? The day that's before you should be taking the lulav, that would mean that you should be taking the lulav on Erev Sukkis. Now, shiny us, and there it's different. Because in that pasuk of Ulakach Melachem Yom Rishon, you have another phrase. In that same verse that says, you shall take for yourselves on the first day, the tziv, the pasuk also says, Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yamim, and you shall rejoice before God your Lord for 7 days. For 7 days you should rejoice before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So there those 7 days are referring to the holiday. So that seventh day is not referring to the sixth day of Sukkot, it's referring to the seventh day of Sukkot. It's a full 7 days. So when the Pasuk says Rishon, it means Rishon Lachak, the first day of the holiday. So Gemara said, well, if you're going to say that, whenever you have a Hekesh, when the Pasuk links it to something else, then Rishon does not mean before. Rishon means actually the first. It doesn't mean Erev, it doesn't mean the Eve of. So then Hachanami here too, Ksiv, the Pasuk said, Ach bayom rishon tashbisu. Right? The pasuk says just on the first day, you need to get rid of the chametz. But this same pasuk goes on to say shivas yamim matzos tochelu. 7 days you should be eating matzah. Now, when you're eating matzah for 7 days, is it 7 days from erev Pesach? No, it's 7 days from the 15th, 15th all the way through the 21st. So therefore, rishon here should also mean the 15th and not the 14th, because rishon here should be linked to the Shivas Yamim that's in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, no. Imkain, if the Pasuk would want it to link Rishon, I mean Rishon of these 7 days, Nichtov Kra Rishon. The Torah should have said, Ach Bayom Rishon. Why does it say an extra hey? Ha Rishon, Lamali, since it identifies it with the definite article, the extra hey, the first is to say, this is not part of the 7 days, this is the day before. This is the proof to what we said. It means beforehand. Iachi, if you're going to say that Harishon makes it mean beforehand, you have the same problem in regards to Lulav. Hasam Nami, there too it says, Ulakachtem lachem bayom Harishon. It doesn't say you should take for yourselves Biyom Rishon. It says Biyom Harishon. So that hey should take it out and make it mean the day before. Ihaki, if so, Hasam Nami Harishon Namli. Why does it say Harishon? Pesu, and furthermore, Hasam Dechsev. We have another pasuk. This is in regards to the holiday of Sukkot. The Torah says, Bayom Harishon Shabbason. The first day of Sukkot is a day of cessation, of not doing malacha. Yom Tov. Then you have 6 days of Chol HaMoed, Hoshana Rabbah is the day where you could do malacha. Then you have Uvayom HaShmini Shabbason. On the eighth day, namely Shmini Atzeres, is again a day of cessation, of not doing any work. So where the pasuk says, Vayom HaRishon on the first day, Shabbason, a day of no work. Uvayom HaShmini Shabbason. And on the eighth day, a day of not doing any work. Emar, if you're going to say whatever it says, HaRishon, it means the day before. So Emar Rishon Demeikara Mashma. So now so that means that on Erev Sukkot is the day you can't do work. But really, on the first day of Sukkot, it would be Chol HaMoed day. It would be a day where you could do work. So Gemara says, no, Shani Yasin there, it's different. Amar Kar, because the Pasuk says, Uvayom HaShmini Shabbason. So the same Pasuk that mentions Vayom Rishon Shabbason also says Uvayom HaShmini Shabbason. So there's a hekesh there. So Mashmini, just like Shmini means Shmini Dechag, the eighth day of the Yom Tov, it means Shmini Atzeres. It doesn't mean Hoshana Rabbah. Eighth day from Erev Yom Tov, it means the eighth day of the Yom Tov. So therefore, Af Rishon, when it said Rishon, it means Rishon Dechag. It means the first day of the Yom Tov. So I said, but still, you haven't answered the question. HaRishon Mamali. Why does it have an extra hay in this word, HaRishon? So I'll tell you, the Mute Choloshomoid. Say on the first day you can't do malacha, first day of Sukkot, but on Chol HaMoed you could do malacha. Where's the Chol HaShemoed? I need the hay to exclude Chol HaMoed from Shabbason. Maybe you should Shmini Nafka. The very fact that the pasuk says on the first day you don't do work, and on the eighth day you don't do work, that means on Chol HaMoed you do work. It's no, I still need the hay. So Akadai Tachamina would have thought to say, well, because of Rachmana Uva Yom HaShmini, since the pasuk says, and on the eighth day, so there's a vav. The vav is a letter of connection. Vav mosav al inyan rishon. That vav of and on the eighth day, maybe is saying that the eighth day is like the days before it. So the eighth day is a day of Shabbason of not doing work. That means the days before it also are days of Shabbason of not doing work. Dafilu b'chol shel moed, and maybe even on chol moed, you can't do work. Tamashman is a half the pasuk of harishon to say no. Only the first day you can't do work, but on Chol HaMoed you could do work. So Gemara says, so why do you have to have the vav? The lo lichtav rechman alo vav. Let the Torah not write uvayom. You don't need the vav, and then you wouldn't need the hay. This is another problem. Hasam dechsiv. What about the following pasuk? The pasuk that says, about Pesach. On the first day, it's a holiday. It's a day of not doing work. So are you going to tell me again that whenever it says Rishon, it means, or HaRishon, it means the day before? Rishon the Meikara Mashma. Does that mean the day before Pesach is the day of not doing any work? Ella, so rather like this. Sometimes Rishon means the day before a whole period. Like we have in Eov, where he was asked rhetorically, Rishon Adam Tivaleid, were you born before man? Were you born before Adam HaRishon? Ach Bayom HaRishon means, on the day before Pesach, get rid of the chametz. I all these other Rishons, Lakachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh. No, Elahani Shlosha Rishon, these three Rishons, do not mean the day before a series, rather they mean the first day. So why does it say in them HaRishon? The HaRishon is not to imply it's the day before, it's not to exclude Chol HaMoed. It's just a way to identify them as the first day. And why are they identified as HaRishon and not just Rishon? Because of the lesson of Rabbi Yishmael. The Tana was taught in a Braisa in the yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. Through keeping the first day, you merit to get another first. Yischar shlosha rishon, and the merit of the three firsts, namely keeping Sukkot, not doing work on the first day of Sukkot, keeping the Yom Tov of Pesach, not doing work on the first day of Yom of Pesach, and in the merit of lifting the lulav and esrog on the first day of Sukkot, zachu l'shlosha rishon, they merited for three firsts. What are the three firsts? The Hachris Zaro Shel Esav, to eliminate the descendants of Esav. And the Hasidim explain, Esav is characterized in the Medrash as shav shebarasi ba'olami. The word Esav is similar to the word shav. It's emptiness. It's falsehood. Yaakov is emes. Yaakov represents truth. And Esav represents falsehood. And chametz represents falsehood. It's inflated dough. It makes itself look all puffed up as if it's something significant. It's really not. So the Rishon, keeping the law of Pesach on the first day, is the merit for us to get rid of that, the other first, the Esav first. Because when we keep the law of Pesach, the law of getting rid of chametz, so in that merit we get rid of the Esav, the chametz of the world. And then in the merit of Sukkos, Sukkah is a little bit of the Beis HaMikdash. We talk about in the benching of Sukkos, Haracham anu yakim lanu sukkas tavar anu falas. Hashem should repair for us the falling Sukkah of David, namely the Beis HaMikdash. In the merit of keeping the Yom Tov on the first day of Sukkos, we get another first. The first of Sukkos gives us Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And in the merit of shaking the lulav, we merit the Shmo Shel Mashiach. We merit to get the name of Mashiach. And maybe the idea is that the lulav, of course, represents all the different types of Jews. The Jews with mitzvos, the Jews without mitzvos, with Torah, without Torah, and they're all bound together. And the merit of Achdus Yisrael, Jewish unity, we will merit the light, the name of Mashiach and the Geula. Mahachris Zaro Shel Esav, we'll merit to cut off the descendants of Esav, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says. Vayetzei Arishon Admoni, the first one came out reddish. Kulo Ka'aderet Se'ar, he was all a cloak of hair. So he's called Rishon. So in the merit of the Rishon of Pesach, we get rid of that Rishon. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we know the Beis HaMikdash is called Rishon. The Chsiv Kisei Kavod, it's the seat of God's honor. Marome Rishon, exalted from first. Makom Mikdashenu, it's the place of our sanctuary. And the Shmo Shel Mashiach, and you get the name of Mashiach through Rishon. The Chsiv Rishon Letzion, Hinei Hinam. First to Tzion, behold, he's there. Okay, so all these explanations, our bottom line is, for our topic, how do we know that on Erev Pesach, at the sixth hour, you have to get rid of the chametz? It's one pasuk. Ach, b'yom rishon, tashbisu somi batechem. Different explanations how we know that Yom Rishon is a reference to Erev Pesach, but that's the bottom line. Rava now introduces a totally different source. Rav Amar Mehacha, it's a different source. The source that on the sixth hour, you need to get rid of the chametz, is from the pasuk, lo sishchad al chametz, Dam zivchi, don't slaughter the carbon Pesach. Right? Don't slaughter and get the blood of my offering over the chametz. As Rashi says, Shchitas Pesach Zmanim Mitchila Sheva. The time to slaughter the carbon Pesach is the beginning of the seventh hour. Because that's Bein Arbayim. That's when it's getting darker. And then, the Torah is saying, Lo Sishchad Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Don't you dare slaughter the blood of my offering over chametz. You can't have chametz when it's the time for Shkitas Pesach. Lo sishchad ha-Pesach, don't slaughter the Pesach. Adayin chametz kayim, with chametz still being around. So Gemara says, who says that that means that you have to go through the sixth hour and then you get rid of the chametz? Maybe what it means is kol chad v'chad, every individual Jew, ki shachit, when he slaughters, he needs to not have chametz. All the Jews were piling into the Beis HaMikdash the afternoon of Erev Pesach. He had a million Jews there. You know, some Jews would only get their carbon Pesach slaughtered in the 9.5 hours. Maybe that's when he has to get rid of his chametz. So Gemara says, no. Zman shchita merachmana. Hashem is saying the time of shchita Pesach has to be a time of no chametz. So Gemara is not saying each person has his own time. The time of carbon Pesach slaughtering is a time of no chametz. Tanya Miyachi also have a b'risa like this. The b'risa says, the pasuk says, ach b'yom harishon tashbisu somi bateichem. Ach, that's the quote of the pasuk. Ach, b'yom harishon, get rid of the chametz from your homes. Me'erev Yom Tov, says the Brisa, that means on the day before Yom Tov. Oyin el b'yom Tov atzmo, maybe it's on Yom Tov you get rid of the chametz. That's why you have this pasuk. Lo sishchad al chametz tam zivchi. Lo sishchad es ha-pesach v'adayin chametz kaim divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, don't slaughter the carbon pesach when you still have chametz. Right, so far we have two sources. Ach, b'yom harishon tashbisu. And now a second pasuk, Lo sishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Rabbi Akiva says, Eino tzarech. I don't need Lo sishchet al chametz tam zivchi, to tell me that ach b'yom rishon is a reference to Erev Pesach. Harei omer, the pasuk said, ach b'yom rishon tesh bishus omer bateichem. It says, just on this first day, you have to get rid of the chametz. Now, how do you get rid of chametz? Make a big bonfire. It's a beer chametz. You have to burn it. See, we know that on Yom Tov, kol malacha lo sasu, you're not allowed to do malacha. Now, you're allowed to do malachas ochal nefesh. You're allowed to do malacha of food. But burning chametz is not food preparation. So you'll say, well, maybe making a bonfire is not a big malacha. It is. Umatzina lahav arashi ad malacha. The idea of making a bonfire, of lighting a fire, is a full-fledged malacha. So Bayom Rishon can't be a reference to the first day of Yom Tov because he can't be making fires on the first day of Yom Tov. That's how you know that Bayom Rishon is a reference to Erev Yom Tov. And Ach Bayom Rishon is the source. You have to get rid of the chametz on Erev Yom Tov. Not the Sishchet al chametz, Tam Zivchi. Rabbi Yossi Yom Eino Tzarech. You don't need the Sishchet al chametz, Tam Zivchi, Rabbi Yossi says. It's not needed. Every Omer, the Pasuk says, Ach Bayom Rishon, Tesh Bishu Sorem Yibateichem. So Ach Bayom Rishon means Erev Yom Tov. Maybe Bayom Rishon is a reference to on Yom Tov. Since it says, Ach Chilek. Ach means only half of the day. Only on half of the day do you have to get rid of the chametz. The first half of the day, you could have the chametz. Even Yom Tov Atzmo, if we're referring to Yom Tov, be sure you're going to say that on part of Yom Tov you could have chametz. But your discussion, as we saw at the top of the Amud, we know that there's a Hekesh, the Torah links, as much as Sa'or, Lachilas chametz. The Torah links getting rid of chametz to the prohibition of not eating chametz and getting curries for eating chametz. And it links achilas chametz, not eating chametz, achilas matzah, to the positive mitzvah of eating matzah. And the positive mitzvah of eating matzah already applies the night of Yom Tov. So clearly it can't be that on Yom Tov itself, half of it would be permitted in chametz and half of it prohibited. All right, we're on the very bottom of Hamad Aleph. Amar Rava, Rava said from this Braisa, which really had Tanoim saying all the things that we had earlier from Amoraim, Shmami Namid Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's source, that you have to get rid of the chametz on Erev Pesach is Ach B'Yom Rishon. And he says Ach B'Yom Rishon must be Erev Pesach because it's talking about burning chametz and you can't burn chametz on Yom Tov. So Shmami Namid Rabbi Akiva Tlas, Rabbi Akiva, you see three things. Shmami Namid Rabbi Chametz El Esreifa. You see that Rabbi Akiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that you get rid of chametz by burning it. Because if you hold it, you can get rid of chametz by throwing it into the river. You could do that on Yom Tov too. Clearly he holds it's burning. Shmamina, you also see there's a whole question. The Torah says, don't do malacha. Then the Torah says, lo sivaru ish b'chol mosh vaseichem, don't light fires wherever you live. So there's an opinion that says, the Torah is saying that to say that lighting a fire is less than everything else. Havara lelav yotzeis. There's another opinion that says, the Torah mentioned, don't light a fire to say the same way lighting a fire alone would get you, would obligate you. Every malacha you do on its own obligates you. So you think Rabbi Akiva holds to that latter view. Shmami no havara lechalik yatzes. You see the Rabbi Akiva holds that the Torah of Losavaru Eish Pachomosh Vaseichem is to say that each malacha on its own obligates. Shmami no, you see a third thing. Lo'aminan, we're not going to say that you're allowed to make a fire on Yom Tov to burn chametz. That since you can make a fire to, since you could, you know, you could add to a fire to cook, you should also therefore be allowed to add to a fire to burn chametz. We don't say, since making a fire is allowed for tzorech ochal nefesh, for food, but it's also allowed for other Yom Tov needs that aren't food. And the Kiva doesn't hold of that. Okay, we're at the two dots on Hey Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, look in a braisa. The pasuk says, Shivas Yamin. This braisa is a difficult braisa. We're going to have a lot of discussions about this braisa. So Tana Rabbanan, look in a braisa. The pasuk says, Shivas Yamin, for 7 days, Sa'or chametz lo yimatzei bevateichem. It cannot be found in your homes. So it says it cannot be found, and it says in your homes. So Ma Tamalom, what's the pasuk teaching us? Hello, Kvar Namer, the pasuk already said earlier, Lo yirah lecha chametz, lo yirah lecha sa'or, b'chol gvulcha, gvulecha. The pasuk already said, there shall not be seen for you chametz, there shall not be seen for you leaven in all of your boundaries. So all of your boundaries includes your homes. So he answers the braisa, l'fisha Namer, since it said, Lo yirah lecha sa'or, it said, Lo yirah lecha sa'or, there shall not be seen to you leaven. That would say, lecha means shalcha, what's yours. Shalcha iyataroa, you're not allowed to see your chametz. But you could have chametz that belongs to other people in your domain. You could have, in this pasuk, you would say you could have chametz of gayim in your domain. Let's say shel gavoa, chametz that was given to hekdesh could be in your domain. So now, since it says lo yira'eh, you might have thought you can't see it. How do we know that yachol yachin? Maybe you could just hide it. Maybe you cattle piktonos min anachi. Maybe you could accept a deposit of chametz from a guy that you're going to watch it for him. That's why you have to have the second pasuk. Lo yimatzei, it cannot be found. Cannot be found. That means even if it's hidden, you can't have it. And even if it's not yours, it belongs to the guy. In the Ella, so now, from the word lo yimatzei, I would only know Ella benachish lo kibashta, that the prohibition is applies to the chametz of a guy when it's a guy that you did not conquer in war, who's your slave. Ve'in shari imcha bechatzer, or he's not living with you. Nachisha kibashta, let's say a Gentile that you conquered him, and he is your he's working for you. So the Shonim say it's not referring to a slave. It's referring to the Me'iri says a Gentile who's hired to you. So how do we know that a Gentile who's hired to you, or shari imcha bechatzer, or the Gentile who lives with you in your courtyard, minayin? How do we know that that chametz also is not allowed? Tamalomar lo yimatzei bevateichem, it cannot be found in your homes. And then the Braisa goes on to say, if the pasuk would only be sor lo yimatzei bevateichem, leaven can't be found in your homes, in the ele bevateichem, only what's in your homes. How do we know that you can't have chametz in your well, you can't have chametz in your grave, in your caves, in your ditches? That's what the pasuk says. Did not have seen for you any chametz throughout your boundary. So we are learning from Se'or lo yimatzei bevateichem to say you cannot even have hidden chametz. It can't be found. You can't even have the chametz of a Gentile that you're watching. L'chasor b'chol gvulecha teaches you that you can't have chametz even outside of your home, anywhere in your property. Adayin ani omer, even after both psukim, I would have thought, b'batim over mishum bal yira'eh, in the houses, then it's bal yira'eh. And in the houses, it's bal yimatzeh, can't be found. Ubal yatmin, and you can't even have it hidden. Ubal yikavu piktonos min anachri, and you can't accept a deposit of chametz from a goy to watch it for him. But begvulin, but when it's not in your house, it's just in your property, which was only in the words of lo yira'eh l'chasor b'chol gvulecha. It doesn't say lo yimatzei b'chol gvulecha. It says or lo yimatzei b'vateichem. So it's saying your property shalcha yitzaroa. You can't see what is yours in your property. Avalata roa shalachir, but others can be in your property, just can't be in your house. Shel gavoa, let's say items of hekdesh that are chametz could be on your property, that just can't be in your house. Because the lo yimatzei, can't be found, is only said about the teichem, in your homes. How do we know to give the laws of one, of lo yira'eh's laws, to lo yimatzei? The stringency of one to the other one. That's why in both psukim you have the word sa'or. Sa'or is gzeira shava. That creates a linkage between the two. We have the pasuk that says, Shivas yam sa'or lo yimatzei bevateichem, ki kol ochel machmetzes v'nichol sa'ar nefesh ahim me'adas, Yisrael v'ager v'azrach ha'aretz. And you have the pasuk, Matzos yeochel eishivas ha'yamim, v'lo yira'eh l'chas chametz, v'lo yira'eh l'chas sa'or b'chol gvulecha. So there it says, in the pasuk of B'chol Gvulecha, it also says Sa'or. So Ne'emar Sa'or B'batim, Sa'or Le'imatzei B'vateichem. Ne'emar Sa'or B'gvulim, Lo Yira'eh L'cha Sa'or B'chol Gvulecha. So Ma'a Sa'or Omer B'batim, just like the Sa'or about the houses. Over Mishum Bal Yira'eh Bal Yimatzei, in a house there'd be both Bal Yira'eh, can't be found, Bal Yatmin, you can't hide it. You can't have a deposit from Gayim. So to the applies to Bal Yiro, Bal Yimatze, Bal Yatmin, Bal Yikabel, Piktonus, Men Anachrim. And Masa, or Omer Begvulin. And just like the and also where it says Loyer Lachasor B'chol Gvulecha, just like there, Shalchaya Taroa V'Taroa Shalachirim. Right, Loyer Lacha, it can't be yours, but you can see that which belongs to others. Let's say Shal Gavoa, if it belongs to Hektesh or to Gayim. Afsor Omer Batim, so too the Pasuk of you can't have Saor in your homes. Shalchaya Taroa, can't be what's yours. Avalataroa Shalachim Rishal Gavoa. You can have what belongs to Gayim or what belongs to Hektesh. All right, so now we're going to go through this Brisa. Amar Mar, we said in the Brisa, Ein li ela benachri shaloki bashto ve'ein shor imcha b'chatzar. I would have thought that the pasuk only applies the law of you can't possess chametz, is you can't possess the chametz of a Gentile who doesn't work for you. You can't possess the chametz of a Gentile who doesn't live with you. Nachri shaloki bashto, a Gentile who works for you, or shor imcha b'chatzar, who lives with you in the courtyard. How do we know that you can't possess his chametz either? Hamalama, that's what the pasuk says. Lo yimatzei bevateichem, cannot be found in your homes. Klapelai, this is totally counterintuitive. So Abaye said, you're right. Ipuch, you have to switch it. I might have thought that it's only the Gentile who works for you that you can't have his chametz around. I don't know a Gentile who doesn't work for you also you can't have his chametz around. So it says lo yimatzei, it can't be found in your home at all. Rav Amar lo lo tipuch. Rav said, you don't have to switch it around. This line is referring to the beginning of the Brisa. The beginning of the Brisa is talking about Bal Yira'e. The Torah says, Lo Yira'e L'chasor, can't be seen of yours, Chametz. So, Shalchaya Taroa, you can't see yours. You're allowed to see the Chametz in your home. It belongs to Hektesh, it belongs to Gentiles. In the Elibinachri, Shaloki Bashav, and Sharimu B'chatzer. So that's maybe only true about the Gentile who doesn't work for you, doesn't live with you. But how do we know that a Gentile who works for you or who lives with you, that even his chametz you can look at? That's what it says. It can't be found. Like, what do you mean? You're trying to say it's permitted to have the chametz of a Gentile who doesn't work for you in the house. And that's of Lakrali Isura, and according to this pasuk of a prohibition, and the Gemara, no, Mishum Shenamar Lacha Lacha Trei Zimni, because the psukim twice say the words yours. It says both in Parshas Bo and in Parshas Re'eh, Belo Yira'el Lacha, Sor B'chol Bulecha, and it says again, the pasuk said, Lo Yira'el Lachas Chametz, Lo Yira'el Lachas Sor B'chol Bulecha. So the fact that the pasuk keeps repeating the words lecha, that's to say, lo yira'e lecha sa'or b'chol gvulecha. So the extra word lecha is to say like this, that lecha applies not only to lo yira'e, it also applies to lo yimatzei. So it's saying, sa'or lo yimatzei lecha bevateichem. So that's to say, if it's yours, it can't be found. But if the chametz is not yours, then it could be found in your domain. So a chametz of a Gentile who lives with you could be found in your domain because that chametz is not yours. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue with discussing this brisa tomorrow.